You're listening to Lou and the Mr. Fix-It Show. You know, I don't want to give away any secrets, but Lou told me he used to dance to this song on the job site back in the 80s.
Yep,
just him in his hard hat with a tool belt singing into his hammer. Now there is an image. Now back to that groovy, booty-shaking handyman, Lou Manfredini, on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
That is quite an image. That's sinking for a second. Lindsay, you know what the secret to success is?
What?
Well, there's a lot, but you got to surround yourself with really good people. And I mentioned that, you know, we got Domati. He's a man on the move. You want to stick around with Domati. And then I got a text message from our, remember Steve Alexander used to work here? Remember that guy? Remember?
No.
Good looking guy, great head of hair, great voice.
Oh, yeah.
Said Joe Brand, the voice of the Kane County Cougars. Do we know that, Joe?
Do I know that?
Well, we didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been doing the Kane County Cougars?
Going into my fifth season.
Wow, that's awesome. So he goes, he's a rising star. So the key is you surround yourself with really good people. That's key to success. Because you know what? They do all the work.
Well, you are really lucky then.
I know, and I got you too. This is good. I am no dummy. All right, speaking of dummy, this is something that you're going to be, it's a cool way to have safety and security in your home. Take a listen. No, wait. Were we not doing that? Weren't we supposed to do that? It's a cool way to have safety and security in your 3-2-1.
Kids forget the keys again. Mother-in-law coming, and you can't rush across town to open the door. Smart locks can save you time. As our homes are getting smarter and more connected, how we access our homes is also adapting. Smart locks are growing in popularity, and one of the most well-known is the August lock, which happens to be our new to Lutu this morning. August is a super easy-to-install locking mechanism that converts your existing door lock to a smart access device with minimal work and no need to change your lock or rekey. The device consists of a hockey puck-sized round metal locking mechanism that fits on the inside of your door. The August Smart Lock Pro Kit has that same locking mechanism along with a door sense sensor, which can tell if you maybe left your door ajar, plus a Wi-Fi bridge to allow remote access to the lock when you're not in Bluetooth range. So here's how it would work. Hello?
Mom, I forgot my keys. And I'm standing outside and I'm cold. And I can't get in the house.
No problem. Open the app on your phone, click the big red circle that says locked, and just like that, you unlocked your home from the office or the gym or Baghdad, wherever you are. It works with Alexa, Google Home, and Nest, and you can also pair it up with the August Smart Keypad that you can easily install right outside the door for easy coded access. So in this case, your kids or whoever know the code, input it, and doors open. Or hey, say the cleaning lady's coming over and you want them to have a one-time access code, you can shoot it over via the app, and it will expire after a certain amount of time. Cool! The August Smart Lock Pro with Connect goes for about $249 on Amazon, and the keypad for about $55. Find out more at August.com. That's this week's New to Lose 2.
Oh, yeah. All right, so this is a neat idea. Smart Lock. Lindsay and I were talking about this when we were on our New York show this morning, and my concern is that people are going to hack it. But we found that when they first came out, they must have created something with a rolling code that I think is smart, right? So that code is not out there where some guy out in his, you know, sits out in his car and like tries to steal your code to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole idea about the unlocking and the locking from your remote device is really cool to know if the door is locked. To get the notifications in and out, especially with kids. As your kids get older, you know, and you're working and they're coming home from school, what's really nice about this is, you know, these first iterations of these locks, you had to subscribe to a service to get all of those things, and now it's unbundled. It's right. There's no fee.
Mm-mm.
You just download the app and you go, and it's pretty affordable. The design of it, it's chunky.
It's a bit chunky.
It's like you said, like two hockey pucks stacked on each other is how you rotate the lock open and closed. Silver and black, different colors.
Right.
But I do think it's really a neat idea. And what I like, too, is that they've created an unwired system where it works with Alexa and the Google Home. and other smart devices that you would have in your home. So you literally could say, Alexa, lock the door. Mm-hmm. That's really neat.
That is. I mean, I think of it. So I've gotten better, but I'm super paranoid about, like, when I leave the house, I go,
right.
Oh my gosh, did I
remember to lock the door?
No. Did I leave the gas range on? Did I leave the fire, like, you know, a candle burning or,
right.
And there have been times where I have called my neighbor and been like, can you just run, because I'm out of town for whatever, can you just
sure.
go over and make sure my hair straightener is unplugged?
Right.
Or, you know, so you...
But you, I mean, that is a common thing for a lot of people.
Text me when you get outside the door. And then, I could just go to my app, unlock the door. Okay, Linz, everything's fine.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Lock it again.
How many times did I wash my hair this morning?
Huh?
How many times did I wash my hair this morning?
One.
Twice.
Why?
Because I couldn't remember if I washed my hair. This was so early. I mean, it happens to everybody. You're like,
yeah.
Did I shampoo my hair? And you're like holding your hair, you know? And you're like, did I? Oh, I'll just do it again. And then the minute you put the shampoo...
I never do that.
You don't ever forget if you did it?
Never. And I take a lot of showers.
Really?
Uh-huh.
But you don't shower early in the morning.
No.
Right.
I can't not. Like, before these shows, no way.
Joe, do you shower in the morning? Joe Brand?
I do. I did this morning.
Do you? I mean, but are you like a person that I got to get up and I got to shower before I start the day?
Pretty much, yeah. If I have anything going on that day, I just need that clean feeling.
Right. You won't just go and then come home. I mean, unless you're like going to the gym or something like that.
Right, exactly.
Right. And have you ever done the thing where you're in the shower early in the morning and you know, you're cleaning yourself up and then you're like, did I wash my hair?
You know, I was kind of thinking when you were saying this, I really don't think so.
I've never
conditioner,
in my life
maybe.
Done that.
Oh, but, I don't use a conditioner.
Because I can tell when I haven't conditioned my hair. Because it frizzes. It just explodes.
Uh-huh. I hear you. I feel your pain, Joe.
Okay. I guarantee you there are people. Text in just so I'm not crazy. You're in the shower. It's early. You're not. And I do everything in the shower. I shave in the shower. Joe, do you shave in the shower?
I hardly can have the luxury to shave. So,
oh,
no, I don't do
you're
it.
You're that young. You don't even have a beard yet.
No, I'm just that... what do you call it? Facially hair
challenged?
Declined. Yeah, challenge. Thank
right.
you.
Right. But I mean, if you're a woman, women shave their legs in the shower. So you're in there. If you're going to shave your legs, it takes longer. And so sometimes you're, you know, it's early in the morning. I mean, you know, when I get up for the New York show, it's 4 in the morning, 4:15 and 4:40 in the morning. I'm in the shower and you're like waking up. And then I'm like, did I wash my hair? And then you wash it twice. And the minute you put the shampoo in your hair, you know that you already washed it. You can feel it.
Do you brush your teeth in the shower?
No, I don't do that.
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
With the hot water
mm-hmm.
and your charcoal.
And then you just spit it out and my charcoal.
Yeah.
It's a lot less.
I would I would try that. So you like I have a tube of toothpaste in there?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
The warm water really gets rid of the toothpaste taste.
Oh, yeah.
Even when I brush my teeth out
don't
of the shower.
Want the toothpaste
taste? Always rinse it. Who wants the toothpaste taste?
What? Me, that clean,
seriously?
Fresh, minty feel? Joe, we have so much to talk about.
Oh, my God. We got a poor Joe. Poor Joe. Okay. Anyway, go check out the Smart Lock. We did a video on Facebook, which you'll see it in action, which is pretty cool. Hey, did you visit the By the Yard showroom in Vernon Hills last year? And did you make your wish list? Have you seen the By the Yard commercials on TV with the whole Olympics? They have like a guy skiing down a hill with a chair next to him. And then they have a guy skating on an ice rink with a like a pairs thing with the By the Yard. I have to tell you, very clever, very impressed by the Yard. Nice job. Well, anyway, it's time to put By the Yard furniture on your wish list. It's sale time at By the Yard now through February 25th. Save on everything in store from By the Yard gliders, tables, chairs, fire tables, planters, and rocking chairs. By the Yard manufactures outdoor furniture that meets three criteria. One, it has to be maintenance-free. In other words, no painting or staining. Two, it has to be long-lasting, meaning decades. And three, what they make and how they make it has to be good for the environment. Don't miss your chance to save and have the furniture as soon as the weather warms up. You won't see prices like this again for months. Order at buytheyard.net or call 847-793-0303. That's 847-793-0303. Or visit their Vernon Hills showroom and save on furniture and delivery. By the way, do you remember, Lindsay, we did a remote at the By the Yard showroom maybe last year? Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you remember we talked to them about the fact that they use recycled milk jugs, right?
Yes.
But they have a source.
Mm-hmm.
right? Because it has to be clean. Because I said, oh, people could just bring your milk jugs. They're like, no, 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 we don't want your milk jugs. Because remember, I brought a milk jug. And they kind of said, begrudgingly, okay, we'll take this milk jug and we'll clean it up and we'll use it in a chair.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that chair? Like, I would like to see that chair that I brought that one jug that I contributed to.
I'm sure I can get a hold of somebody.
Right? Yeah. Just a little. I want to know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just throwing that out there.
Okay.
A tone you heard minutes 8 o'clock in the morning.
You have a lot of people on your side with the freaking.
What are they saying?
I mean, the same thing. I forget. Yeah. Sometimes I forget to rinse the conditioner out. Sometimes I forget to. Then they wake up the next day and it's all crusty because they forgot to rinse it out. They forget deodorant.
You know who these people are? They're my people.
Mm-hmm.